signed one.
Friday. Sport.
Good evening and welcome, and in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. As ever, we start with the Dons, and of course we don't play until Monday evening when we travel to Inverness. And that's something you've been speaking to Tony Docherty about, Dave Galloway.
Yes, and Tony says the scheduling of games next week playing on Monday and Friday night away from home is unfair on the Red Army.
We'll deal with that as professionals, you know, as we do. It's our job to do that. We do feel a little bit sorry for the fans. It's difficult for them to, you know, fork out that money and get to these fixtures, but no, no fans, they will do. They've been fantastic all season, and I'm sure they'll endeavour and they'll do everything they can to get there for these games. But you do feel for them a little bit in this situation.
But you do have a strong squad, so I guess you'll be calling on a lot of your players.
Absolutely, and I don't think there was more an example of that. The St Johnstone game, you know, we actually made three changes, but we had Andy breaking down in the warm up. Mark Reynolds came in, you know, seamless, just came in and put in a performance. But we brought Cammy Smith and Peter Pollock into the squad that. And into the team that had just beat Celtic, and they really made a dent in that performance. They were excellent. You know, Peter scored a goal, Cammy came in with an assist for the goal, and it just shows you the strength of the squad that we've got, and testament to the boys. When any of them are asked to come in, they do, they produce, and no less an example than that one against the St Johnstone, and that's testament to the players that we have and the squad that we have here.
Andy, is he going to be okay?
Might be a little bit early for this one, but he's certainly making progress, and it's not as bad an injury as we thought. You know, I think he caught it at the right time. He did it in the warm up of the game, and he seen the physios at that time. I think hopefully we've caught it just in the nick. He might surprise us, but certainly it's not as bad an injury as we had hoped it wouldn't be.
First up then, Inverness away, the only team you've not beaten this season.
Yeah, we've drawn with them out there, and they beat us obviously earlier on in the season. So yeah, that's an extra motivating factor for the players, and it's the only team that we've not beat. But we're in good form at the moment. You know, our last 12 league games, we've won 9 and drawn 3. They're also a team that are in decent form. I think they've only lost one of their last 6 games, and they've won 3 of them. So we realise, you know, how difficult a game it's going to be, and we need to make sure, and all our preparations towards this game, to make sure that we bring a performance that's good enough to go and beat Inverness. As you said, something we've not done this season, but we're fully focused on that, and we've made sure our preparations, as I say, we're in the early part of the week, but we're preparing to do as much as we can to put on a performance and do enough to take all 3 points. The players in there, they've answered up to all these so-called tests that you're saying. You know, we're getting to a fixture of games now that, yeah, of course, but every game, we only focus, and I know you guys, we only focus on our next game, which is Inverness, and that's the most important one. And if we come through that one, we prepare properly, then we'll be ready, we'll prepare as well as we can do for the Partick Thistle game away.
Now, I've also been speaking with Shay Logan, Dave, and the defender says Aberdeen's spirits and mental strength have been crucial in the team's challenge at the top of the table.
Teams that are at the top of any league are, you know, fighting for things. They have to have that. You Man United have it, the Arsenal's, the Cities, the Barcelonas and stuff like that. So you want to do the best you can for the season, you've got to have that. And the manager instills that in us, you know. We go out every game to win. We set up to go out and perform our best, and that's what you've got to have as a team.
And despite the hectic schedule, I guess the lads don't feel quite so bad when they keep the momentum going, when they keep getting 3 points.
Yeah, but if you ask, players prefer to play games, you know, you'd rather play games and train. Short, sharp games are coming quick and fast. That is what professionals want. Not always Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, Thursday, whatever, but me and General Ab, when you play down south, you know, you play a lot of games weekend, weekdays, so for me personally, I prefer to do that than, you know, week to week.
And given that Inverness are the only team you've not beaten this season, a bit of a score to settle, you want to tick that box, don't you?
Yeah, but like I say, they're just the next team in our way, and they beat us, was it away, and then they got a draw at our ground, but we go to there confident, you know, we're on a good run, a good reign of form, so I'm sure the preparation will be right, and hopefully we'll get the result that we need.
Good evening, you're in North Sound One's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott, joining me are Andrew Shiney and Dave Galloway. So, difficult in some ways having the Monday game that Tony mentioned about the fans. It's Monday, Friday, it's a couple of not so easy to get to away trips for evening games, isn't it?
Well, it's not ideal, and you have to feel sorry for the fans who probably had thought, you know, a Saturday up in Inverness, let's make a weekend of it, and then it gets shifted to Monday night, which will complete our set of all 7 days of the week that we've played. We've played six so far. This is going to be our first Monday fixture this season. But the Friday night down in Glasgow, they come thick and fast, these games. As Shea said, though, players prefer to play games than to be spending time training. And I think nowadays we can see the benefits of the sports science at Pittodrie, that they make sure that everybody's rested up after difficult games. And, you know, at this stage of the season, you don't really have to work on players' fitness because the core fitness is there already. It's just a case of keeping them sharp and keeping them alert and mentally focused. And you just need to listen to the guys there. And that's all that they're doing, thinking about the next game, and that's the way to do it. Don't go looking further ahead than that. We can do that as fans or pundits, but as far as the team's concerned, the focus is solely on Monday night. Once that's out the road, then they'll start thinking about Partick Thistle on Friday.
We came through the first of the three back-to-back away games, Dave, a bit easier than the 4-3 scoreline would suggest, but understandably the legs were starting to go, and it was interesting that the manager was out G'ing the crowd to get right behind the players in those last few minutes when they were, as he said, running on empty. They've had a chance to rest, plenty of time to recharge the batteries, and as you mentioned in the interview there, the only team we haven't beaten this season, and a wee bit of spice after the Greg Tansey affair.
Yeah, that all adds to the mix, doesn't it? And also, the last time we played Inverness, we were very poor, especially in the first half, a little bit better after the interval, but very poor first half. So, you know, we'll want to go out there and do ourselves justice this time.
OK, let's hear from the Highlanders camp and boss John Hughes, who is relishing the occasion.
Looking forward to it. We know the difficulty of the match is going to be a real difficult game, but one that hopefully will bring the best out in us. You know, we'll give them all the respect that Aberdeen, a team like Aberdeen, deserve. They've got some wonderful players, but we're not a bad team ourselves. We beat them once and drew with them at Pittodrie, and even the draw, we should have won the game. They got a penalty, it never was, so that was really disappointing. And touching on the referees, when you play these teams, you need a strong referee that doesn't buckle to the profile of the club. You know, and Aberdeen's got a profile at a big club, you need a strong referee. So we're disappointed with the penalty award.
Right, not quite the full story there, Andrew, because
no.
There was also agreed it shouldn't have been a penalty. They shouldn't have had their penalty, and we should definitely have had the penalty we didn't get. And it's, of course, the same referee, Willie Collum, our favourite, and there's John Hughes basically trying to put the pressure on the referee.
Well, I think he's probably picked the wrong man in Willie Collum to try and influence, because he just operates his own agenda every week, regardless of what's said about him. But, yeah, a wee bit of selective memory there from Yogi. If he remembers, Ross Draper threw himself to the ground under minimal contact and won the Inverness penalty. I totally concur with him. Our penalty should never have been given. It hit Daniel Devine anywhere other than his arm, and there was no way it could be deemed deliberate handball. But Carl Tremarco's one, when the score was 2-2, definitely was a penalty, but Willie Collum missed that one. So I think he's barking up the wrong tree trying to influence the referee there. Again, it's interesting that the powers that be put the same referee back in charge of a game after there's been controversy in an earlier meeting of the same two sides. But as I say, Willie Collum operates by his own rule book, and we just hope that we don't talk about him very much on Monday night.
If you gave Willie Collum a game that he hasn't been involved in controversy, he wouldn't get any matches season to season, Dave. But it's going to be a very tight one, and We don't want to be talking about the referee, but invariably when it is Mr. Collum, we end up doing so.
Yeah, there's never a dull moment when Willie Collum is around. You're absolutely spot on there, Dave. But like you say, I think it will be a very hard fought game. Two teams, the best 11s, there's you know, not a huge amount between them. Both sides have got some very good players, and I think it will be a tough one. And I think it's a case of any win will do if we can just keep grinding out the wins. That's all that really matters at the end of the day. The silky soccer, I don't mind if that takes a backseat. I'd settle for a very ugly win.
Okay, what's your team lineup for Monday?
Right, I would go with the same as for the St Johnstone game. Brown in goals, Logan Taylor, Reynolds and Shinney, then Pollock, McLean, Smith and Hayes, with Rooney and Church leading the line.
Andrew?
I have a wee sneaking suspicion that with Willow Flood and Ryan Jack back training again, you might see one of them feature, possibly from the bench. I'm not sure. If it is from the bench, then I would concur with Dave and say that it'll be a similar team, but he might throw a Story on from the start, possibly instead of Cammy Smith, just to shore up the midfield. Kenny McLean's doing a fantastic job in there, and it's not actually stopping him, it's not curbing his attacking instincts either. I mean, that's two away games, we've scored 7 goals. Now the critics will say, but you've conceded 5, but we've won the 2 games, and I think there might be a few goals in the game. But the difference between the sides, I quite agree with what Dave said, that there's not a lot to choose between the squads, but it's the consistency that Aberdeen bring to the game that is the difference between them. I think Cali blow a bit hot and cold, where Aberdeen, since we lost to Celtic in the league back in Halloween, you know, we've been very, very consistent, and I think that's what will edge us over the line.
Okay, one to watch?
The one to watch, Kenny McLean, because he's doing such an excellent job, both in a holding midfield role but also creating when he gets the opportunity. I'm sure he'd like to get forward and score more goals, but he's doing an excellent job for the team, so he could be a key man.
Dave? Simon Church for me, Dave. I've been very impressed with the big man so far for Aberdeen, with a goal and an assist. The attack has a more sort of powerful look about it, and it, you know, it gives us more power and more options up front.
Okay, and the scoreline?
Scoreline, I'll go for 1-0 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
As I said, I think there'll be goals. I think we could win it maybe 3-1, and Adam Rooney's got a wee box to tick. He's never scored for Aberdeen up at Inverness, so you can see him being in the score sheet.
Okay,
another lucky one.
Of course, like his 70-yard one last
exactly.
week. Very lucky. I'll go for 2-0 the Dons, obviously. Right, we'll take a quick break and we'll go interactive and take a look at the rest of the Premiership programme after these.
Sound 1.
This is North Sound 1's Friday Sport, and time to go interactive with Aberdeen Mad and our topic and poll. We'll start off with the topic, which is January Transfer Frustration 2016, Part 3, Andrew.
Well, it was focusing on the trialist Daniel Adejo. Acton Sheep says he's played plenty in Serie B and top league in Greece. Seems a reasonable level at least to be playing at. Dandy's on tour, not sure on quality, can't get into the Nigerian squad where Effie Ambrose is a first pick. He may play
Fair
in the
point.
Greek Super League, but it's for the team that's bottom of the table. Dumfries Sheep says, 94, says, is Derek McInnes looking to utilise a market out with Britain? I'm sure Derek's contacts spread worldwide. Could be some interesting summer signings. And final word with Aberdeen Arnold. He looks solid enough on YouTube clips. Doesn't everyone? Does anyone have FIFA 16 so we can get the full picture on him? So that's the way punters do their
the
scouting.
What we want to know. And from the topic to the poll, will Aberdeen keep the pressure on at the top with a win on Monday night, Dave?
It's looking good, yes, 68.9%, no, 39.1%.
Okay, let's hope the poll is absolutely correct. So the Dons in action on Monday, but the Premiership starts this evening, and a game that it involves the two Tayside teams, Dundee and St Johnstone. How's that one going to go, Dave?
I can see this one being a score draw. St Johnstone in a miserable run of form. No wins in 8 games, 6 defeats. Dundee, just 1 defeat in the last 6 games. I think it might just be a score draw. Go for 1-1.
Okay, tomorrow afternoon, 4 games with a 3 o'clock start. Celtic against Ross County, and Ronnie Dyla's men will have something to prove, you would think.
I think they're under a lot of pressure because, you know, they lost twice to Ross County and Aberdeen. They did not perform at all well against East Kilbride, although they won. Ross County,
good team, East Kilbride, though.
Ross County, if they go there believing they can repeat the League Cup semi-final success, they might just get something. But there again, because Celtic have got so much pressure on them, it might just spur them on. But at Parkhead, they don't seem to play all that well at home. It wouldn't surprise me if it was a draw.
Okay, well, that would suit
that Aberdeen. Would suit us down to the ground.
That'd be absolutely lovely. Big game at Hamilton against Dundee United. So this will tell us a bit whether the United revival is a real revival or just a blip.
Yeah, I actually asked Mixy Pat the Linen this week, you know, is this a revival? Is this something really to build on, having won their last two games? And he said no. He said if we win our next two games, maybe you can call it a revival then. They'll be desperate to get a victory. I think they might just scrape home 1-0.
Okay, and at Tynecastle, Andrew, Alan Archibald has promised to park the proverbial bus to stop Hearts from free scoring. Hearts against Partick Thistle.
Well, that's the wrong way to go about taking on Hearts. I think if you take the game to them, as Hibs did latterly in the Scottish Cup tie, Hearts can be got at. But if that's the Partick tactics, I can see only one winner, and it's not Partick, I'm afraid.
Motherwell against Kilmarnock.
Another very interesting one. Two sides that are on a bit of a downer. I think for this one, it's got 0-0 written all over it.
Okay, well, in League One tomorrow afternoon, Peterhead are at home to Forfar Athletic. Here's Blue Toon boss Jim McAnally.
They possibly could have won the league last season, which would have been an incredible feat considering the teams that was in the league with Morton, Dunfermline, Ayr United all being full time. I think they've had a natural come down for that high and that impossible feat that they nearly achieved, and it's only a matter of time before they start to put a run together. We just need to make sure that that's no Saturday. Again, we know every game is tough in this league, and we will treat them as though we were playing Dunfermline.
Yeah, I guess what's happened to them, Jim, shows that there's no room for complacency for your boys, you know, given that as recently as September, Forfar were top of the league.
Exactly, they started well this season. Probably at that same time, a lot of our fans were talking about it'd be good if we could stay in the league this year. They were looking at, you know, possibly we could have been in the playoffs and the relegation playoffs and fighting to stay up. So that's how fickle a game it is, and that's why you never take nothing for granted, and we certainly won't do that in our dressing room.
Jim McAnally there, and you know, Aberdeen are on a great record, but Peterhead, fair play, they're grinding out the results.
Yeah, what a great job Jim McAnally has done. That's 14 games in a row undefeated in all competitions, and I think if they turn up, if they're at it, to quote Jim McAnally, one of his favourite little buzzwords, then there should be no problem for Peterhead.
Okay, fingers.
I think the fact that they've got that cup final against Rangers coming up is great
carrot
for them, because everybody wants to play in that, so they're going to be bursting a gut to make sure that they win.
And just I know that former Don striker Stephen Craig has been signed by Forfar, so
the Station Park retirement home for old Dons.
Well, Highland League-wise, hopefully the weather forecast's not great, but at the moment we're
at the
still
moment
okay.
They're all on. So Breeden Aggregates Highland League Cup, Forest Mechanics against Fort William in the P&J Highland League, Bucky Thistle entertain Inverurie Local Works at Harlaw Park in Inverurie. It's Cove Rangers against Fermartin. That should be a belter of a game. Huntly take on Fraserburgh. Devon Vale travel to Lossiemouth. It's Rothes against Wick Academy. Strathspey Thistle against Brora Rangers, and Turriff United against Clach.
No doubt about the top game in the juniors, and at Unicorn Park they're hoping for a good crowd tomorrow. It's Hermes against Kilburnie Ladeside in the Scottish Junior Cup fifth round. Ladeside, they're bringing about 250 fans, and it's a chance for Hermes to reach the quarter final. And it's, I reckon it's 20 years plus since a local club has reached the last eight. So if you're not doing anything tomorrow afternoon, get along to that one. 2:15 kickoff for that. In the McBookie.com Super League, Bankery St Tiernan, they're at home to Deveronside. It's Inverness City playing at Spain Park against Banks at Ebridge. Adon Thistle take on Cooter. Dufftown against Dice. FC Stonywood against Horus United. And Stonehaven at home to managerless Maud Steve Scott and his management team parting company from Maud just last night. In the Morrison Cup Group 1, Aberdeen University against Newmacher United. It's Colony Park against Lewis United. Parkvale versus Sunnybank. And there are some games as well in the Elginshire Cup up north. So hopefully, like the Highland League, that the weather will not cause too many postponements. So, but golf news, Andrew, and some local players doing well?
Yeah, the Swanee Open in Pretoria. David Law is level par after 36 holes and looking a cert to make the cut. Jamie McCleary also on par, but when play was suspended, he still had a couple of holes to play. So barring any disasters, he'll make the cut as well. And it's great to see a couple of the local lads getting the chance, first and foremost, to play in a European Tour event. Charles Schwartzel is playing extremely well, so that's the quality of South African that's in that tournament. But the boys from this part of the world doing their stuff out there, and wish them every success over the weekend.
Yep, we do indeed. Fingers crossed to them. That's just about your lot for Friday Sport. A reminder that next Friday night we'll be live from Firhill Stadium.
Far Hill for thrills.
Indeed, Johnson's for rolls. That used to be the tagline, but not anymore. So that's 6:30 next Friday evening. Of course, the Dons in action twice midweek next week. Well, not midweek, but during the week. Monday night, 7:45 kickoff, Inverness against the Dons. And same time kickoff on Friday evening, that's 7:45. But Friday Sport on live from Firhill. It's just about your lot. So have a great sporting weekend, everyone. From Andrew Shiney, from Dave Galloway, and from myself, Dave McDermott. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.